Israel News for Tuesday, June 11, 2024. Dozens of rockets were fired at the Galilee and Golan. Israeli jets struck a convoy of trucks transporting weapons in northern Lebanon, over 60 miles from the border. A Syrian surface-to-air missile was launched at the aircraft, missed and exploded on the ground, causing significant damage. Other Hezbollah targets were also struck. The attacks came shortly after an IDF drone was shot down over southern Lebanon. Four IDF soldiers from the Givati Brigade were killed and seven wounded in a booby-trapped building in Rafah yesterday. The killed were Major Talp Shabulsky Shalov, 24, from Gedera; Staff Sergeant Eitan Karlsbrunn, 20, from Modi'in; Sergeant Almog Shalom, 19, from Hamadiyah; Sergeant Yair Levin, 19, from Givat Haral. In a raid in the Jordan Valley, IDF forces uncovered a bomb production lab containing at least 80 explosive devices and addition material for explosives. Several terrorists were killed and wounded when they fired on troops. The United Nations Security Council adopted a U.S.-drafted resolution backing a proposal outlined by President Biden for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Russia abstained. In addition to the joint call that effectively equates Israel and Hamas, Israel has informed Washington that the current wording of the proposal does not reflect Israel's deal framework. The approved text of the resolution states that Israel agreed to end the war and completely withdraw its forces from Gaza in exchange for the return of all hostages. However, Israeli officials emphasize that their agreement to end the war was conditional on Hamas no longer being the ruling power in Gaza, and they claim that they did not consent to the wording presented to the Security Council. Hamas welcomed the resolution. According to a Wall Street Journal report, in messages conveyed by Hamas leader Sinwar to Hamas members outside of Gaza, he says that civilian deaths are necessary sacrifices and that civilian deaths would put international pressure on Israel. He also said that he is prepared to die fighting. The festival of Shavuot begins tonight and extends for one day in Israel and 2 days outside of Israel. The holiday literally means weeks, and is the culmination of the counting of 7 weeks, 49 days, from the second day of Passover. Shavuot is described in the Torah as the harvest festival during which farmers bring their first produce to the temple in Jerusalem. Shavuot is also the anniversary of the giving of the Ten Commandments and Torah at Mount Sinai. The Book of Ruth is read in the synagogue, and dairy meals are traditionally eaten. It is also customary to stay up all night, first night, to study Torah. We will not be publishing Israel AM tomorrow or Thursday. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.